Good morning, good morning, Jubilee 690 listeners. This is Elder Kenneth McClendon coming to you live from the beautiful city of Creveport, Missouri. The sun, it's a little haze outside, but it's good. The sun is shining deeply in the hearts of everyone that's present this morning. It's that time of year that when I start my series of interviewing the superintendents in the surrounding areas, East St. Louis, Illinois, and Missouri, and the surrounding areas. Well, we're up today, and this is our first interview today, our first superintendent today, and God is just awesome, because the reason for this, these interviews with our superintendents, is to let the listening audience know what's going on, what's happening, what the visions and the goals are for 24-25 school year. There's a lot of things going on in the public schools. There's a lot of changing things. Laws have changed, and I just felt that it was a very important to have the superintendents come out and give their goals and visions of what they have in store for our students and children for this school year. And it goes from preschool all the way up to high school until they graduate. So we're going to just ask you to share. You know, we always say on Facebook and the social media, share these things, share those things. So what we have to do is we just like to tell people, share this. Call your friends, call your brothers, call your sisters, call your mom and dad, call your pastors, call the choir members. Call everyone and let them know that Elder McClendon is live this morning on Jubilee 690. And not only that, we will be doing some more interviewing of superintendents in the districts and what have you. So we're going to ask you to continue to go with us and just go with us and share and tell your congregation, tell everybody that those things are happening, and it's going to be really, really exciting. This morning, we have the opportunity and the exciting young lady here this morning from the Riverview School District. Let's give it up for Riverview School District.
Yay!
And we just like to say that we're excited. We're really excited because last year I interviewed someone else. But this year God has blessed that have sent someone else that is capable of handling our students and knowing what is needed over in the Riverview School District. And I'm going to introduce to some and present the others, the one and only Dr. Tanya Patton. She is the new superintendent of the Riverview Garden School District.
The Riverview Garden.
Look, they're correcting me. See, I don't mind being corrected. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem, Doc, with that at all. The Riverview Garden School District.
Yes, sir.
That is so great. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Dr. Patton give an introduction of herself, and then we'll go into some questions about the district and what her goals and ambitions for the 24-25 school year. Dr. Patton.
Thank you. Well, hello, everybody. I am Tanya Patton. I'm the assistant. I keep saying assistant because I served as the assistant superintendent for 4 years. I am now the superintendent of the Riverview Garden School District. I'm happy to be there. As I said, I served as the assistant superintendent for 4 years. Prior to that, I spent 20 years in an Illinois school district, both as a teacher and an administrator. Administrator for 16 of the 20 years. And prior to that, I was in Peoria, Illinois, as a teacher. So this is almost coming up on 30 years in education, and I am excited now to lead the Riverview Garden School District along with a great, great team of people who are going to help us make a real difference and push that district forward. So I'm excited about that.
It's exciting to hear that someone has 30 years of education background to go with this doctoral program that she has completed. And not only that, the new superintendent, you know, a lot of times they bring in new superintendents and people that are, say, oh, well, that person's more qualified to bring them in. But if you have someone that's with in that's being able to be promoted within that within the organization already. I shouldn't say organization, school district. That's a plus right there.
It is a plus.
You know, because you know the inner workings of what's going on. You were right there with the previous superintendent working beside her for about roughly a year.
Two and a half years. Dr. Joylynn Pruitt Adams came in November, I think, of 22. And she has she was an experienced superintendent as well, had 16, 17 years of that. So I sat right beside her and learned and listened and supported her in every way that I could. And I learned a lot from her in terms of leadership. The board thought that it was important that someone who led the district came from within because there's been a lot of changes in Riverview. And so I think it calmed the nerves of some people, you know, thinking a new person was coming in that was going to make all of these changes. And that did not occur. So I was able to work on the blueprint with her of success. And we're just going to continue the blueprint. We're going to continue what we've put together to really make a difference for the students and family in Riverview Gardens. So shout out to the board, our school board. We weren't previously the Special Administrative Board of Riverview Gardens. We are now the Riverview Gardens Board of Education. So shout out to them for seeing that and believing that continuity would be important.
Okay. That's great. That's great. That's, I'm glad to hear that you were able to glean some of the stuff that the previous superintendent had, not stuff, information. Yeah, information and whatever she had to get to you and make sure that they would be beneficial for the students of Riverview Gardens. And not only that, the board. You were impressed by the board because the board do the hiring and
They do the hiring.
So we're going to, that was great of them to look and see, say, okay, we brought in new people. We brought this, we done this. But now we have somebody that's right here in our presence that we can do some promotion right here. And then it'd be beneficial, not only just because we already know this young lady, we already know what's going on. So that's great.
It's very important to the continuity to keep things running smoothly. And so I really appreciate the fact that they believed in me enough to put me at the leadership of that of Riverview Gardens School District. So I'm excited and I'm ready to go.
All righty. So you're excited and you're ready to go. My first question and my the most important thing that we'd like to know is, what are your goals and objectives for your staff?
So my goals for Riverview Gardens as a whole is for us to build a community where teachers, administrators, and students feel supported, important, because it's only in those safe environments that we can truly teach, right?
Correct.
So it's important that we are loving and nurturing our students and then educating them. Students will not learn where they are not valued. And so my goal will be to value everyone in the organization, from building leadership to the teachers who are in the classrooms to the students, and to central office staff, or central services, as we call it, central services staff. I believe that if we can create a community where people feel valued and important, we can really build an effective organization, like you called it earlier, because we are an educational organization. We have the responsibility of educating 5,200 students. Their parents send them to us every day. And so we have a responsibility to make sure that we are properly educating them and preparing them to leave our schools, go to college, go to trade, do what it is they want to do in their life, but be successful. So we've got a job in front of us.
Okay. So you have hired the supporting staff to support you and do and see what your goals are. So you got that staff together. Have you had do you guys have a meeting or something in regards to a mass meeting with your staff and you State of the Union or whatever?
So we call it convocation.
Convocation. Okay.
And convocation will occur on August the 9th, and it will be held at UMSL. And this is when we bring all of our staff together, every single person, from the administrators, our custodial staff, our cafeteria staff, our teachers, our support staff, everyone in our district is in one place, and we are celebrating the school year, kicking it off. So we've got a lot of activities planned that day. Of course, you know, we will have our Gentlemen of Vision dancing. And if you don't know about Riverview Gardens Gentlemen of Vision, you are missing out. It's our step team that does extremely well nationwide. We will bring in a guest speaker. Her name is Principal Wayman. If you don't know her, she led Strawberry Mansion, which was the most dangerous school in the United States, and she turned that school around. We have our board president will bring a message. I will bring a message. There will be DJs and music and bands. It's really a time for us to come together as a school family, support each other, and get our school year kicked off well. So that's going to be in the morning, and then we move into professional development in the afternoon for the entire staff.
Okay, great. So in other words, you got some hurrah,
oh, yes,
and some things going on in the morning to really excite the staff, right, your staff to go along with you. And then you come into the meat of the thing in the afternoon when you do the professional development.
Yes.
So we could really say, okay, now this is what we're right, really focusing on.
We've got work to do. Our motto for right, next year will be, we've got work to do.
Okay.
And there's much to celebrate. So if you look at our scores, they are back. While they are not where we want them to be, and we are not satisfied with where we are, we have grown across the board. And so I am excited to share that information with everyone, because everyone contributes to that. Everyone, teachers, our custodial staff, our cafeteria staff,
come on,
everyone
that's
contributes
it,
to building an environment where our students can learn, right?
That's right.
Because the fact of the matter is, if our custodial staff walked out, if our cafeteria staff walked out, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Yes.
So everyone in the organization is important to the success of Riverview Gardens. And so we've got much to celebrate, and we have much work to do.
Okay, that's great, because a lot of times we, you know, we say the supporting staff, we don't really do that. But a lot of our students come in contact with the supporting
every
staff,
day,
the cafeteria workers,
every
the
day,
custodians, the bus drivers,
every
and
day,
different people, you know, that
yes,
we consider that, you know, okay, that's an entry-level job to get into the district until they get their education or whatever they want to do. But the thing is that those are very important people, because a lot of times our students have a conversation with
they
those
do,
individuals, and sometimes they can relate things and relate it on to where it needs to go, if it's something that needs to be escalated or whatever, you know, to correct what needs to be done. So that those people are very,
they're very important.
Very important.
They are, and we will not overlook them, right, because they engage with our students every day. The environment when you walk into the building,
mm-hmm,
good morning,
mm-hmm,
how are you? I'm glad
mm-hmm
to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Many times those are support staff people that are welcoming
yes
them. And so
yes,
we have to understand the importance of that, of the entire organization, not just the teachers and administrators.
That's true.
But everyone that makes the organization run.
Correct.
You walk into the cafeteria to get your food.
Yeah.
You don't want to be yelled at, right? You want to have someone say, good morning. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you? It is those interactions
yes
that make a difference. So for me, as a leader, every interaction matters, regardless to who is involved in that interaction.
Great. Now that we got all that out of the way, what are the, from the preschool to the third grade,
mm-hmm,
what programs or what's going on that would be beneficial to our students this year?
So from pre-K to third grade, the most important thing, I'm going to say it 1,000 times, the most important thing is attendance, because the education is occurring. And we have proven that those students that are in school every day really do learn. Those babies who come to us every day, on time every day, the teachers are teaching, they are being educated. That's the foundational piece for education, right? So I often say that when you build a house, you don't start with the first floor, you start with the foundation.
That's true.
Pre-K through third grade is the foundational piece. So if we can get those babies learning and growing and that foundation strong, we can get them through the rest of their educational career successfully. So in terms of what's going on there, learning going on. There's foundational going on. There is love and nurturing going on. And that's how we strengthen, you know, the foundation for it. So in my mind, I always visualize a house being built, and you see the house, you could drive past it. The landscape is beautiful. The house is beautiful. And underneath, there's a cracking foundation, right? That's sooner or later, that house is going to implode.
Yes.
Because it doesn't have a strong foundation.
Correct.
It is the job of pre-K through third grade to build that foundation so that fourth and up can build that beautiful landscape and that beautiful home. So we've got a job to do.
Okay.
And the most important piece is the foundation.
Yes.
You can't drive a car without the wheels, right?
No, that's true. That is so true.
You can't build
that
a house without a strong foundation. And so that is the most important grade levels. And I often say that if we do our job well between pre-K and third grade, fourth grade and up, we'll have nothing to worry about.
That's so true. And preschool, tell me about preschool. What do you got for the students and the children in preschool? Tell me some of the opportunities that they have.
So we have the Michelle Obama Early Childhood Center.
Okay.
And that is led by Dr. Williams. And we bring in, like, we have a wait list for that. So we are trying to grow our pre-K. So we also have a couple of classes in another school building. Our goal is to add more pre-K classes so that we can start the learning. They come in, they're learning numbers, they're learning sound, they're learning blends, they're learning all of that. Those things are the foundation to reading, right? They have to know that a letter makes a sound, a blend makes a sound, and those things together make up words.
Okay.
So we are focused on the primary learning there, building that initial foundation with letter recognition, letter number recognition, sounds of letters, reading, words. So we are building at that level. And then if our pre-K does their job well, we send them on to kindergarten where we continue to grow. At our Michelle Obama Early Childhood Center, we have parents involved in the learning. It's
great,
important.
Great.
It's important for the parents to be a part of that. And so we also equip our parents at that level with materials that they can use at home with our Parents as Teachers program that's inside of the Michelle Obama Early Childhood Center. So we are bringing in our parents, giving them things at home that they can do with their students because the learning is not only in the schools, the learning has to be a priority in the homes.
Yes.
And if we can do that, then we start those babies off well.
Great. Now, tell me about transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation for our preschool, for the preschool students. Mm-hmm. How does that work? Or what do you have for the students this year?
So currently we don't have transportation at the preschool level.
Okay.
Parents bring their kids in, sign them in, and parents pick them up.
Okay.
So we don't have that currently. It's something that we can definitely look into. But what we also find is that oftentimes those babies are 3 to 5 years old and parents are kind of afraid to put them on a school bus, right?
Okay.
And so at this time, we don't provide transportation for them. Their parents bring them and their parents pick them up. But we still have a lot of our students who come. So
you said you got a waiting list. So if you
got
a waiting list, you got
we got a wait list.
You got something going on.
But that also tells us that we need to grow in that area, right?
Okay.
Every student that is in the Riverview Gardens boundaries, 3 years old to 5 years old, we need to be providing them with some kind of education.
Correct.
So that when they step into kindergarten, they're ready to go.
All right. Great.
The kindergartners, there's a range. Some of our babies come into kindergarten with already recognizing words, and some come in never really being read to. So there's a large gap, right? We have to work to close that gap.
Okay.
And as we add pre-K classrooms, we're going to fill those classrooms. But we can also give parents materials at home who's on that wait list, right? So if they're on the wait list, let's give them materials that they can work with their students at home. Go ahead.
I'm gonna stick with that little point right there where you said give the parents the information. A lot of times that you have the issues that you have is that people do not get the information, do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. Is it possible or something that maybe in the future of, you know, I know you just started, in the future that you can bring those parents into an hour class in the evening time and say, these are some of the things that you can do with your your 3 to 5 years old, because we don't really have room, but we can, you know, try to supplement or try to get you something. So not just give you, pass it out and say, here it is, but actually somebody
showing them how to use the materials.
Come on now. You're talking. Come on.
Yes.
You got my point.
We can do that. We can show, we give them things. Parents as teachers also go into the homes and show the parents how to use the material that they're being provided.
Okay.
So we're not just giving you a bag of stuff and saying, go do it.
That's it.
We are helping you, taking the materials out to say, this is how you can use it. This is how you can use it. So we're already doing that. We're going to continue to do
that.
But we also have family engagement, right? So we bring our families into our buildings in every single capacity, whether it is how you can support your student at home, to how you can build your credit, first-time home buyers, completing your high school education. Mm-hmm. We support our families in so many ways.
Okay.
Our goal is to take care of the whole child so that baby walks in the door and all they have to do is focus on learning.
Okay. Next question, middle school. Mm-hmm. Talk about middle school. Tell me about the middle school. Now that we didn't got the preschool, fourth grade's going to take care of itself.
But
let's go to preschool.
The elementary. But don't skip the elementary, because we've got to get, you know,
if
the foundational piece is done well, fourth, fifth grade can continue the learning, and we can send those babies to middle school ready to learn. So we have two middle schools, Central Middle School and Westview Middle School, and the leaders of those buildings are equally as dynamic. And so we have a large support staff there that's helping them. We've got three assistant principals in both of those buildings to support our students. We have restorative personnel in both of those buildings as well as our high school. So we are not focused on, you did this, you're going home. We're focused on, you did this, let's talk about it. Let's give you skills to handle this better, and then we're going to keep you in that building.
Great.
Because babies don't learn when they're at home.
Not at all.
And so we have a really strong restorative staff, social workers, and counselors in those buildings.
Great.
So we're not just focused on the learning. The learning is important.
Yes, it is.
But we've got to prepare our students to learn by meeting them and where they are social, emotionally.
Yes.
And so we have a large staff. We started that about 2 years ago.
Okay, great.
With bringing in restorative. We trauma trained our entire district on trauma and how it shows up in a building and how it shows up in a classroom. Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of our community are living in survival mode.
They are.
And so our babies come having experienced so many things at home.
That's true.
When they walk into that building, we've got to create a space for them where they can be valued. We can hear them. Right. Their anger. Where is that coming from? How can we support that? Mm-hmm. So we offer a lot of social emotional support, as well as preparing our teachers academically to teach.
All right.
So if we can prepare those babies for the classroom, then the teachers can walk in and they can be prepared to teach, because we've met the social, emotional, mental health needs.
Yes. And that's so important in these days and time. You know, we look at what's going on in the world, in our communities, and people of color and different things. We know some of the issues that's going on at home, because sometimes we've witnessed that. We've seen it down the block or next door, or even in some of our homes or whatever. We notice that. But that is a big piece of where we can take our children to. If we can tackle that, we got...
Right here, give me some. Give me
we
some.
Just gave
right.
each other five.
if we can tackle that yes.
Because I am a strong advocate of parents. Mm-hmm. Our children are not the issue.
No, sir.
The parent is the issue. The next question.
Okay, No, we can't leave that out there. Our parents need support as well.
They do.
And
they
so that's
do.
Where our family engagement comes in.
They do.
Many of our parents grew up in similar environments.
Yes.
I'm one of those.
Yes.
So I needed to figure out how to engage in a more productive way.
Yes.
And so I'm not gonna let that parent as a problem sit out there. No.
Great.
Our parents need support too.
Yes.
And we are reaching out to them equally to say, hey, we are here for you.
That's right.
What can we do? How can we support?
That's right.
Because if we can get to the parents and build that trusting relationship, then they trust us to educate their students.
Yes, they do.
And so we are going to put our arms around our parents, and we are going to continue to support them and bring them in to the educational arena and say, we need you. We need you.
I'm going to stick one. I'm going to just add one more piece to that parenting. It's not about how much you can accommodate.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because a lot of parents' mindset, we need to transform, renew, and get them to understand. Because one thing that I have an issue with is everybody has a back-to-school program.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your districts supply the supplies that the students need.
Yes.
Why is everybody running to all of these back to school? And we'll stop with that because we don't want to get, and I don't want to get in trouble. Running back and forth to all of these back to school affairs, and people are giving. Yeah, people want to give, but you don't. You got to know. You got to have a vision of why you're giving and what you're giving and what's the purpose of. It's not about a pencil and a notebook and that's supplied at the school.
Right.
That's part of your, what you're going to do. So that's the issue that I have as far as the back to school thing. Let's go on to the high school.
We want to remove any barriers.
Yes.
That's our goal for the back to school bashes. We want to remove the barriers. You need a haircut? We got you.
Yeah.
You need supplies? We got you. You need support? We got you. So our goal is to remove the barriers so that our babies can show up every single day. If we get them in those doors every single day, I promise you we'll educate them.
Yeah. Good question. Good, good, good. Let's go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
What are the plans and the future for your students? Everybody's not going to college.
Nope. Everybody's not going to college.
Everybody's not going to college.
No.
So let's talk about what we can do or what your plans and vision is for the high school. You know, yes, there's basketball, football, and all of those kind of sports, volleyball, and all the normal sports.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what your plans are for the students in the high school.
So we want to make sure, again, the environment of the high school is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our restorative personnel, our social workers, our counselors there as well to support our students. We have our teachers in the classroom. We have a new building principal in Dr. Jared Smith. Ms. Tracy Nave led the building for probably since it was built. And she was very effective. Those students love Tracy Nave. She is now our assistant superintendent of leadership and accountability, and Dr. Smith is the principal there now. So at that particular, at our high school, we provide everything you just named related to sports, right?
Yeah.
We also provide chess club. We also provide after school activities that they can do. So we're not just focused on the sports.
Thank you.
We're not just focused on the academics, even though that's an important piece. We're working with one of our partners right now, the Little Bit Foundation, to bring in a pathways for construction careers.
All right.
So because we believe, too, as you stated, every child doesn't want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that, okay, you don't want to go to college, we're going to wash our hands of you. I remember when I was in high school, there was all kind of other things that I could do. There was a home economics class. There was a construction class.
Yes.
There was a woodworking.
Yeah.
There was so many other classes. Correct. And education became focused then on four-year college, four-year college, four-year college. We are going to continue the focus on education, but we are going to open up other avenues to understand that every student may not want to go to a four-year college.
That's
I went. A lot of people go. The majority of our students will choose a four-year college. But we also have a few hundred that's like, I want to do this or I want to do that. I want to go into cosmetology, where you can make a lot of money, right?
Correct.
And so we are focused on building other pathways to get our students to graduation, into a trade if that's what they choose to do.
Yeah.
Currently, we have employed for the summer, a lot of our high school students. They are working side by side with our custodial staff, our cafeteria staff, and some of them now are going to go into a program where they can learn how to do carpentry, right? Mm-hmm. So Mr. Deshay, Lamar Deshay, is working with some of our students, and he's gotten them into a program where they're going to start working on carpentry. And so we are opening up other avenues. And so we will focus on, let me be clear, we are focused on education.
Yes, yes.
We are focused on academics.
Yes.
But that doesn't always mean a four-year college. Sometimes it means construction. Sometimes it means carpentry. Sometimes it's cosmetology. We are going to let and nurture that as well.
But you got to be educated to do all of those things.
Absolutely.
Anything that you do in the carpentry, cosmetology,
Absolutely.
And all the other
in a different way.
In
Absolutely.
A different way, but you
yes.
still got to. You got to know how to read.
Yes.
You got to know how to write.
Absolutely.
You got to know these things,
right.
So it's nothing that you're not taking away from anything, because they still need that. And then the state requires what the state
right.
requires.
And we're going to, our number one job is to educate.
That's it.
So when they graduate, they mm-hmm. will know how to read, write, do math and all of that.
Correct.
But we will also add some avenues where if your plan is not a two-year college or a four-year
yes.
college, let's see if we can take you down this path.
That's great.
And so, so we are working hard to expand what we offer, and we have great partners.
Great.
That's standing with us to help us do that.
Great. I'm excited. You taught me something today, because you said that you have some of the children, students that are actually working in a summer program
yes.
type.
Getting paid.
Mm-hmm. working and getting paid mm-hmm. in a program with the custodians and the cafeteria staff. That is excellent
yes.
because then you're building a rapport with the
yes.
student, and then that person who's supervising them can relate back to you or to the staff and let them know that, you know, Mary is doing a good job. Mary mm-hmm. has this here.
Right.
John has this going on, and different things that's happening. So that is a great tool that you keep engaging in, because you're still engaging into that student's life.
Right.
And that means so much to everybody, to the parent and everybody. So that's great. I'm excited about that. That is, hey, that's a crown.
That's
a star in your crown.
That is a star in our crown, because
okay. Let me stop you right there. You said our crown.
Yes.
So in other words, it's just not about Dr. Patton.
It is not.
It's about the,
team
that has come
Absolutely.
Together to
Absolutely.
Do everything for our students.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, it's just like me interviewing. It's not about me interviewing. It's about just asking the questions, and then we conversate
right.
about what's going on.
Right.
So it's not about Elder McClendon. It's about all of us.
Absolutely.
It's not about Dr. Patton and Brother Strutt. It's not about us. It's about the whole
team.
Yes. You know, what did Michelle Obama say? It takes a
village. Takes a village. And we are a village.
There you go. And that's so important. You know what, Jubilee 690 listeners, this is Elder Kenneth McClendon coming to you this morning from the beautiful station of Creve Coeur out here in Creve Coeur, Missouri, just doing an interview with the one and only Dr. Patton, the new superintendent of the Riverview School District. Yes, yes. I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me what the professional development is going to be about this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you already gave me, I think you gave me your goals and everything, what you got. But I just want you to take that little piece and talk about it, and then we're going to end.
Okay. So our professional development will be focused on continuing the work of restorative and trauma-informed. It's focused on supporting our teachers in the classroom from an instructional standpoint. So our math, our sciences, our reading, we are also teaching. We've got to continue to teach, right? We've got to be a learning organization. And so we will have starting, as a matter of fact, the week of, I believe it's maybe August 3rd or so.
Okay.
We will have professional development for everyone in our district.
All righty.
On that Friday, the 9th, it's from Student Support Services, which is the department that I previously led. And we have Ms. Deirdre Liddell. She is the Executive Director of Student Support Services now. So she is now leading that.
Okay.
And again, she was from in district.
All right.
And she's continuing the work that we've already been working
on.
And so on that particular day, it's student support. So we'll be focused on social, emotional, restorative, our students in transition, because we have a large group of students who live in transition, and those are our babies who don't have stable housing. Right? And so we're focused on what can we do to support them.
Okay.
We're bringing in a couple of speakers I told you about already.
Yes.
To focus on attendance. And if we don't get anything else out of this interview, I want our parents to hear this. Attendance is extremely important to the future of the babies that you're raising and the future of the babies that we're educating. So our attendance needs to improve. We need those babies there every single day, right? And so if they're there, I promise you we'll educate them, but we need them to be there. So our professional development is focused on how can we get our babies to school? How do we motivate our parents to understand the importance of, I've got to get up, I got to get this baby to school, I got to get them ready. And so we are bringing in another guest speaker to help us do that. There'll be this gentleman is very dynamic as well. He'll be meeting with our parents as well as our staff.
Great.
He'll be with us all year. We have Principal Wayman coming in to help us. She turned around the school district. Mm-hmm. So we're just sprinkling in more academics, more learning. We are a learning organization, and that is not only for our students, that's for all of us, including the superintendent.
All right, great. This morning, my listeners, you've heard Dr. Pat. She needs support. She needs support from the community.
Amen.
She needs support from the elected officials.
Amen.
She needs support from the churches.
Amen.
You need support of everybody in the community. We made a plea to say that this is a village.
Mm-hmm.
Riverview is 5,200 students.
Yes, sir.
It's large. Mm-hmm. It's large. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that we need to get together. Parents, stop staying in your home. Stop closing the doors. Get involved in what's going on. Let me tell you something, parents. You're paying taxes regardless of the fact in the public schools. You need to take care of what's going on in the public school. The public schools are only what the parents make it. If you do not, now when you go to parochial schools, you go over there, you pay all this big money. Look, they're not going to play a game with you. They're not going to play a game. You're going to either do what they ask you to do or not. But in the public schools, we have all kind of tools. We have all kind of the everything that a student needs is in the public schools. A lot of times you don't have the support that you need in the other schools. But in the public schools where you're paying your tax dollars, you have all the support that you need. Do not abuse that support. Use that support.
Right.
And that's the most important thing that we want to do. And like Dr. Patton said, and Elder McClendon is standing on top of the rooftop shouting, attendance.
Attendance.
Attendance. You need to make sure that that child is in school on a daily basis. 186 days or something like that?
180 days.
You need to have that child in school those 180 days. Hey, you have a Christmas break. You have all kind of holidays and whatever. So have that child, that student attend school on a regular basis. Now, school starts on the
August 19th.
August 19th.
First day of school.
Is the first day of school. attendance is very important on the first day because the state of Missouri goes by the attendance on that first day. Mm-hmm. I need the Riverview School, the Riverview Gardens School District, everybody that's there to make sure that those parents or those students are their parents. Get up. Get out.
Let's go.
And
if you need immunizations, we've got a school-based health center. We can help you get those school immunizations. They must be immunized by August 19th in order to come to school. So let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Good morning, everybody, from Jubilee 69. Listen, we have been and had an awesome interview with the one and only Dr. Patton from the Riverview School
Amen.
District. And we just stay in tune, people. Stay in tune. Stay there. Stay, call the district and find out what's going on and get involved in what you get information. You get information from the school district. Go and just don't read it. Go and get involved. We just like to say that we thank you for coming out today.
Thank you.
For the interview. And it will be replayed. It will be re-aired. And I'll send it to Brother Sis Trump and let him know and let you know when it's going to be replayed and everything. And we're going to, listeners, this has been Elder Kenneth McClendon coming to you live from Jubilee 690. Thank you.
Company, we gonna set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Speak about your